have another station out there, United Nations, UN, acknowledged, and I'll bring you in just now. W3FJJ, I believe your name is Ed. I'm sorry if I'm getting this all wrong. I've been trying to do three different things here and listen at the same time. About time I just do one and relax, but we'll see how that goes. I'm not one for relaxing. Anyway, sorry I missed your question earlier about the amplifier. It is a 3CX1200. It's one of the new Z models, and it's in a homebrew, and it seems to be finally all the problems sorted out, and everything's working well on it, and I'm just very happy about that. So, it was cobbled together with lots of probably heavy-duty bits and pieces. At one point, I was going to use a very much larger tuner, but those plans just basically went by the wayside, and I'm kind of happy with where she's at and what she's doing. I'm just not very happy with my antenna system right now. As I mentioned earlier, it's a 192-foot inverted L that I use on 160. It's fed with a 4-to-1 ballon at the base, and there's about 52 radials of varying lengths running around the base and in really an odd distribution, but what can I tell you? It's what I have to work with at this point in time, so it's what I'm working on. I also have a 50 that's a 50-foot vertical tagged into the same series of ground planes standing about a foot away from the feed point. But the wire goes up at sort of an angle and it goes into a tree. So by the time it reaches the 50-foot mark, it's quite a distance away. I'd have to guesstimate she is about 35 degrees or so off the vertical into that tree. The top of the tree is about 75 feet away from the feed point. So it's a good distance away before she then goes over the top of the tree and heads down at a very slight incline to the next tree where it's tied off. So that's the shape of the aerial, and I'm very much looking forward to getting a new one in there. And I'll be happy with an inverted V. Believe it or not, the inverted V still seems to do a little bit better, even though it's only 50 foot up. I leave that at the top of the vertical antenna. And, well, what can I tell you? It's a setup that works, and it works halfway decently, so right now it's all I have to work with. But when I get the inverted Vs up, I can hear much better. And what can I tell you? It's just it. So, not a heck of a lot more to add. I don't have any high-class heavy metal in here. I'm just running the FT9000, and that's pushing about, all of about 65 watts now into the amplifier, and it gives me about a carrier of 360 with some decent upward swing, so I'm getting, I'd say, probably about 100 to 150 watts below full legal maximum at this point out of it, and I'm happy with that. So that's about it. Without further ado, sir, let's bring in the United Nations station, and then that gentleman, whoever he is, can put it over to Whiskey 3 Foxtrot Juliet. And I do believe the gentleman's name is Ed. Please correct me if I'm wrong on that. So without further ado, I believe it's W3UN. I'm not sure I heard, but that United Nations station, please pick it up. This is November 2 Hotel, Foxtrot Lima. The name is Ken, and I'm out here in Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay. November 3, Foxtrot Lima in Pittsburgh. My old stomping ground. This is WA3PUN, Whiskey Alpha 3, Papa Uniform November in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that is. And my name is Ed. Well, it's been a month of Sundays since I've been on this contraption. In fact, it's been since July 24th of this year. And what can I say? I had been to the mill, been through the surgeon's table. I've had my right hip replaced because a little girl who used to live with me talked me into jumping into a swimming pool, and I was afraid of jumping into the deep section, so I jumped into the 4-foot section. I'm 6 feet tall, and I guess you can figure out what happened. This long leg of mine, that is the right leg, the foot slammed against the concrete floor and cracked my right hip. That was 7 years ago. And I've been suffering with this thing until I realized if I don't get this thing fixed, I'm going to end up in a wheelchair and next thing in a nursing home. I have no desire whatsoever to go into any of that. So I decided to bite the bullet. September 20th, I had it done. I have been through, you name it, since then. So, anyway, that's enough about me. I just got this transmitter reoriented back on the air again. Got the antenna back up where it's supposed to be. So, seems like old times. That's what it does. Seems like old times. So, Joe, what do you say, Joe? I got to hear your voice again. And hello to N3FL. I'm certainly glad to meet you in Pittsburgh. I used to live on the north side. I guess you know where that is. It used to be tamer than it is now. But anyway, all the show people used to live there. When I say show people, I mean there were performers in Moose and Elks and American Legion and VFWs one Saturday night, and I was one of those vaudeville performers. That was my reason for being there. So anyway, Joe, here she comes. W3FJJ in the group WA3PUN.
Yeah, okay. I think you said Joe, but you turned it to Chuck. And I do think it's Chuck's turn. I think I'd pick it up after Chuck. But great to hear you, Uncle Ed. Wonderful. So pick it up, Chuck, and then turn it over to me. W3FJJ, W3GMS.
Yeah, very good. Good afternoon there, Uncle Ed. WA3PUN. People understand nothing. And the group, W3FJJ. Very good. Great to hear you there, Ed. It's been a long time. Again, the name is Chuck. I think it's a little confusing. PTX was on here, KA2PTX. His name was Ed. The name here is Chuck. We're in Conowingo, Maryland. Doing real good there, Ed. I sound like you're good old self there. Every once in a while we'll catch your handy show there. I don't know if it's, I think it's still going, but haven't heard it in a while, but it's just kind of hit and miss. I'm having to tune across. It was on BCQ. Sorry to hear about your medical problems there, but it sounds like you're on the upswing there, I think. That sounds like a good idea. Get your get that taken care of there so you're not in a wheelchair. Yep, nobody, you know, man, who wants to be in a wheelchair? I think I'll shoot myself if I have to. Well, shouldn't say that, but I mean, you know, a lot of people, you get around, you do what you gotta do, but man, no fun if you have to be restricted like that. So we hope everything's on the upswing there. Ed, sounded real good, and wonder what you're what you got cooking there, if that's the old CIC rig or a nice signal here. Yeah, Joe, as far as the Valiant goes here, the audio mods are pretty much the same mods that W2ICQ did to his Valiant. He sent me his audio mods. The only thing I didn't do is I haven't put any negative feedback around the mod transformer. But everything else is pretty much identical. I got rid of the Grover transformer in the Valiant. You know, of course, the clipper and everything, and it's running a phase splitter circuit. 6146 modulators are running AB1. And, you know, change a lot of coupling capacitors, decoupling capacitors, and resistors and stuff, you know. But yeah, it's pretty much the W2ICQ audio mods. Well, pretty happy with it. I'm not quite happy with the D104 that I have. It's not a D104 element. Still sounds a little flat sounding. So I'm using external audio with an EQ. Boost the mid range and highs a little bit. That was my goal was to get it to work good with the D104. If I had a true D104, it might sound fine, but yeah, the element I've got's not a D104 element, so can't expect it to work as such. I'm pretty sure ICQ uses a D104 with his Valiant. Yeah, they, you know. But, appreciate the audio report, and of course you're sounding excellent as always there with the Ranger. It's going to be interesting someday when I hear you on some other transmitter that's not the Ranger, because I know you got a bunch, but I haven't heard any of them. So you're going to have some fun there testing out transmitters there eventually. And that's kind of what the process we're in here. This Valiant's been off the air for about, well, at least a couple of years. It was working fine until I started modifying it, and then it developed some problems, and then it took a while. How that goes. Ken, good on the 3CX 1200 amplifier. I guess that's the same as Dr. Henry there. So you got a homebrew and you got a Henry, both using the 1200. So that's a nice tube. I understand they're a little pricey, but real good tube there. And yeah, the audio is excellent there on that 9000. That's really impressive. So, let's get it back over to Joe. Hope I commented on everything here. EMS with the group, W3FJJ.
Yeah, W3FJJ in Anchorage in the bucket. WA3PUN and N2HFL. This is W3GMS, W3 Good Music Station. Urselden, Pennsylvania, 19320. Well, the ICQ mods have really done a nice job on the Valiant. And I think I've seen a copy of those. I believe Bob either gave me a copy of those or he was working on some transmitter. Maybe it was a Viking 2 or something. But they're all basically similar. And yeah, that was one of the first things that I did on the Johnson Ranger was to get rid of the driver transformer and go with a hot cathode phase inverter. That made huge improvements, and then I put 6550s in as modulator tubes and rebiased it and did all that kind of stuff. We did the Class A stages and I'm feeding the broadcast audio chain out of the ATI distribution amplifier into this, and I use the same audio source for different things around here. But it sounds very, very nice, Chuck. It really does. I don't have a scope on the receiver, so I can't look at it, but I'm sure you're looking at it and I wonder how it looks.
And they're running any like frequency response curves on it or anything like that, so you know what it'll what it's really capable of.
Yeah, it's really a shame that a static discontinued the D104 crystal elements. I guess they've discontinued the ceramic ones as well. Because if you wanted just a plain Jane transmitter that sounded decent without any audio equalization, the D104 certainly was the element to use. So I think my mission is going to be to come up with a clone arrangement to replicate the response and sound of the D104. And I have some few tricks up my sleeve that I think will work. I just have to spend some time in the lab downstairs and play around a little bit. But it does sound good. And Ken, I thought you said you were using an FT-5000, but I'm not sure what rig you're using. The only thing that I may make a comment on, or I will make a comment on, if it's a 200-watt rig, maximum carrier on AM should be 50 watts. 50 watts, 100% modulated is 200 watts maximum, and I think if it's a 5000, you know, it's 200 watts. If you run 60 watts of carrier, 100% modulated, that's 240 watts a peak. And as I said, I don't have the scope on the receiver, but I am noticing a little bit of peak distortion on peaks, and it may be because you're running out of headroom by exceeding the 200 watt peak level on the exciter. And I wonder what the input circuit looks like on the 3CX1200. Be interesting to see what that looks like. Pretty high gain tube. Doesn't take a lot of drive. And maybe you have some kind of swamping network or something like that. But a great bottle. So anyway, that's a comment to you. And Uncle Ed, glad you got your hip surgery all done. And I was talking to somebody the other day that did run into you on the air, and I knew from our phone conversation some time ago that you were going to have some surgery done, and that was quite some time ago, so I guess you ultimately had it done and got it behind you now. But you're sounding great, and I normally only in daytime occasionally get up to this part. I usually hang out around, 3705. We're up on 1885 on 160, but we have a lot of static tonight. Static crashes up on 160, I guess, with the front going through. So, didn't fire up on 1885 tonight. Ken, I missed a little bit of your transmission, but I think you're using a vertical. And I'm sure that plays well when you get out some distance, but generally local, you know, closer in, the horizontal dipoles or an inverted V will generally win out. But as you said, you do what you gotta do. I had an 80-foot vertical up on 160 here with a pretty big capacitive top hat with a pretty massive radial plane, and I worked all kinds of DX on 160 CW. Many years ago. It was a lot of fun, but fractured heart, so I said, no use keep and operate that when I'm trying to work stations 200-300 miles from my station. So I decommissioned it and went to a horizontal antenna with the open wire line and tunes it on all bands and works out very, very well. So back to you, N2HFL with WA3PUN, W3FJJ, W3GMS.
Alrighty, from November 2 Hotel, Foxtrot Lima. And I did back it down a little bit, and you're right, it is a 200-watt rig, and I was pushing it beyond its capability, so hopefully this is a little bit better now. And it's the FT-9000. And the antenna is an inverted L with about 75 foot of vertical to her. 192 foot in total length of wire. So that's what I'm using as an antenna here. And sooner or later, I will get myself a, as I like to refer to it, real AM radio, something that is plate modulated and fully capable of putting out some decent signals that I don't have to rely upon an amplifier for. But right now, the audio on this is actually front-ended. I have the radio open to 4K for my audio bandwidth, and I have a Behringer 802 up front with a Heil microphone. It's a Heil Heritage. So hopefully that's doing a halfway decent job. And let's see. I don't have too much adjustment left in the lows. A little bit more left in the mids, and I'm not even halfway up on the highs. And hopefully it's giving me a good representation of my voice. So it's normally a little bit on the bassy side. But that's what we are running on this side of the range, as it were. And I do enjoy bouncing around the Pittsburgh City Center from time to time. There are a lot of nice shows out there. So, Ed, yeah, it's a good cultural area. A lot of culture in the way. They actually have I forget what they call it, but it's like a cultural center now. And there's always something going on, always something interesting to watch. And the shows are coming through here now quite regularly. So it's always good to catch one of those. So, yeah, I'm still sitting here doing three different things, so I'm sort of following the conversation, but not really the topics per se. So if I left something out, please forgive me. Next time around, I'll pick it up when you mention it. So I guess it's from me over to Ed with Whiskey Alpha 3, Papa United November. From November 2 Hotel, Foxtrot Lima, out here in the heart of Steelers country.
Okay, into HFL, W3FJJ, W3GMS, this is WA3PUN. People understand nothing. How about that? Ken, you were in Tuland originally. Whereabouts in Tuland did you emanate from? Over.
I'm out of central New Jersey. I was actually born in New York. And my dad joined the New York City Police Department and promptly moved us all out to Coptown. So I actually grew up in a very interesting place in New Jersey. Tiny little town known as Old Bridge.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm familiar with that. Okay, Ken, well, you have a good signal into Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Nice to meet you. Very clear audio. All hands across I can't say hands across the border. That wouldn't be right, would it? I guess there are state borders, but whatever. So you have a good, clear signal into Harrisburg tonight. Let's see here. Chuck, Amos, and Andy is on WBCQ Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Wednesdays 5 and 5:15 p.m. Thursdays 5 and 5:15 p.m. I don't know why Al Wiener, the owner of WBCQ, chooses to group his programs that way. They're not supposed to be on that way. They're supposed to be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But he groups them the way he wants to group them because he says that some of his clients are half-hour clients, some of them are our clients. And of course, Amos and Andy is only 15 minutes, which doesn't exist anymore in today's radio world. But I remember back when I was a kid, Little Orphan Annie was on, and Captain Midnight, and oh my gosh, it went on and on. All the little kids, including me, would gather around their radio to listen to these 15-minute programs. Some of them presented by Ovaltine. And you'd have to save your tinfoil seals that were underneath the lid. And after you got so many tinfoil lids, you could send in for a decoder. And with that decoder, you could take 100 different combinations of coded messages. So I took that to fifth grade and sent notes to selected friends. And of course, here comes the teacher and say, let me have that. Then she'd read NSTFL, then C, G, J. She'd say, you stay in after recess. Or, no, you stay in for recess. That's right. That's the way that worked. Joe, I agree. It's too bad the D-104 was discontinued, and that was all the result of the brainwashing of whoever was pushing for Citizens Band radio. In fact, they cheapened the quality of the D-104 to deliberately make it cheaper because they didn't want full-bodied audio. They cut off their nose to spite their face. So that's the way that went. And about my operation, well, I put it off until I couldn't any longer. I knew that if I just continued kidding myself, that I wouldn't be able to walk much longer. So there it is. As far as getting on the air is concerned, this is the only band right now that I can get on. I do have a 40-meter antenna up, but I never bothered. I had a nasty neighbor who tore down an outside box that I had fastened against the bricks and an adjacent building. And he was a drug dealer, a big-time drug dealer. Fortunately, he's gone now. I'm going to have to get another box like that and set it up just like it was before. And that's going to be next summer. I can't do it now. Maybe then I can get back on 40, but very rarely, even when I could get on 40, I didn't care that much for 40 meters. This has always been my favorite band. And there's no way I can get on 160 because I don't have a 160 antenna. So 75 is the only antenna for WA3PUN. So let's see, did I cover Chuck, Joe, and Ken? Yep, I talked to everybody. So I'm going to say 73 to all three guys, all three of you guys. I'm glad to be on here again. This is the first time, like I said, since July 24th. That's a month of Sundays. So I think you told me to turn it to Chuck last time, Jody, I believe. So that's what I'll do now. And Chuck, it's good to talk to you again. I think you told me once that I was your inspiration to get into ham radio. You used to listen to me when I used to get on here and carry on something fierce. Anyway, 73, one and all, and catch you later. W3FJJ in the group. This is WA3PUN listening out.
Well, very fine there, Ed. Great to hear you. Just a quick question. Are you on this 3CIC transmitter right now? What are you running for transmitter, ever?
Yes, this is the W3CIC transmitter. 805 is modulating 813, over.
All right, very good there, Ed. Sounding excellent as always. Great to hear you. And you're correct, Amundo. You were my inspiration when getting into amateur radio. As a shortwave listener, had sent you a reception report and sent me back a QSL card telling me I should go to the library, see if there's any radio amateur handbooks, and get on the air, and that's what I did. So I always appreciate that inspiration there, Ed. Yeah, I hope I inspired a few guys. I worked at the university there for many years, and we had a radio club, and got a few guys interested in amateur radio there, so it's good to take. Especially if they like the hobby, as I do. It's a lifelong hobby here, which we enjoy every day. So great to hear you back on the air there, and hope to hear you again real soon. Yeah, I used to listen to you with that late night operating. When I was a teenager, you know, it was in the afternoons there with CIC. But I remember not too many moons ago, you used to be a very late night operator on every night, walking all across the country there here on 75. And I think you had quite an audience there. Okay, on the 5 o'clock slot there, that's probably the worst time to be for me, because that's when I like to operate on amateur radio. Matter of fact, I was probably on here around 5 o'clock, so we would have missed your show. I guess there's a way to rig up an external receiver with a recorder or something. Anyway, my radio memory days of when I was a youngster listening to the Radio Mystery Theater. It doesn't go back near as far as you there, Ed. That was a pretty neat program they had on the AM broadcast band back when I was, I'd say, in the mid-60s to early 70s, Radio Mystery Theater, and I used to listen to that in my little pocket AM radio underneath the covers there in the bed there late at night, you know. Put that on there, and also had a little crystal set there I used to plug into and get a big kick out of, so it's something about radio. I think we all got interested in one way or another, fascination of signals over the I think I'm going to make this my final two. I got to get back out to the kitchen there and finish up a few things there on supper going. I'd be interested, Joe, to hear about your D104 ideas there, because I had similar idea of making a little EQ that fit in the base of the D104 that had a presence drive, so you could use a non-D104 element and maybe get a D104 sound out of it. That's kind of an idea I've been playing around with. Maybe it's similar to what you got there. And I think K7DYY has some kind of gizmo. I think it's a compressor. I don't know if it has an EQ in it, but he has some kind of circuit that goes in the base of a D104 as well. maybe he's already solved the, figured out the what needs to be done there. So that we don't have to recreate the wheel, but sounds like a nice idea. Since you can't get the new D104 elements, you can get some crystal elements, and they sound okay, but they don't have that peak that you need, and so you need a little EQ in there. So you can put that in the base of a D104, and try to emulate the D104 there. It would work out great. So anyway, we'll catch you guys later. Good hearing everybody. Great seeing you, Joe, last weekend there. That was a lot of fun. And let's see. I think Ken's radio 9000 is sounding pretty good. No problems on this end. So we'll listen out. 373 guys, and I think it goes back to you there, Joe. Yep. 3GMS. In the fine group, this is W3FJJ. Be signing close. Hang out. See you guys.
Yeah, very good, Chuck. W3FJJ, W83PUN. And 2HFL, this is W3GMS, W3 Good Music Station, Urselton, PA. Bitty, bitty good. Ed, you're boiling in here. Man, I'll tell you, you're just romping and stomping with the W3CIC transmitter. Sounds very good. I have the bandwidth scrunched down because there's a lot of QRM, as expected, this time of night. And but I narrowed the selectivity down to about 4.5 kilohertz. But you are extremely loud here, doing a nice job. And I certainly remember W3CIC, and I remember very well when you used to chat with them. So it's great that that you could get that transmitter after he was done with it. I don't know whether you still have your Globe King or not. I remember you running that transmitter for years and years along with the KW1. I know the KW1 is long gone, but the Globe King, which was your main rig, I guess, before you got the W3CIC 813 transmitter. But in any event, I remember my mentor, Harry, W3FDY, trying to get you to make some audio mods to the Globe King. Not sure you ever did that, but Harry was the audio guru. There's no doubt about it. So, yep, Ed, that's what I was going to do. I was just going to make some simple filters. Start out with a dynamic or electric element or whatever that's fairly flat in response, and just do it with a couple op amps, probably one op amp, quad op amp, and replicate the performance or the response characteristics of a D104. I think it'd be very easy to do. In my scheme, I was going to take a round piece of perf board, the same diameter as the opening in the D104, just mount everything right there, just pop it in, and away you go. A lot of people like to use the push-to-talk stand, and you could have that to activate the battery circuit and run the battery down with the external circuitry. Although with low power CMOS op amps, the power drain would be negligible. So that's a winter project that I have in the GMS laboratory. Probably replicate it with a external filtering, something big, a parametric EQ, and to get the breakpoints where I wanted them, and then run the response, the actual response on that filter scheme, and then convert that response pattern just replicate that with some discrete op amps and do it. I'm sure you can do it with DSP code as well. To get my daughter's boyfriend Greg W3DIV, and have him work on that project for me. So anyway, that's kind of my scheme. Been thinking about it for quite a while, just haven't done anything about it. But I'm looking at the multiple transmitters around here, and you know, I don't want to replicate this audio system on all the different rigs. And, you know, some rigs you just want plain simple, like a DX60 or something like that. You just want to plug a D104 or a quasi D104 into it, and away you go. Be done with it. And I'm not sure what DYY does. I mean, he's the gentleman that has the Class D transmitters, and I know he has something, an external audio system to use to run into his rigs. I really, I haven't investigated that to know what he has, but I think you're right. I think it's maybe a little built-in compression and things like that. Maybe uses one of the analog devices, SSI, whatever the number is, 2102 or whatever. I forget the part number on their integrated compressor chip. I wouldn't want to do that. My goal would be just to replicate the typical response of a nominal 104 cartridge. And, you know, they varied among different lot numbers and things like that, and some sounded a little bit different than others. So the trick is to try to find one that sounds like the way you would like it to sound, and then to replicate that performance. You could always put it in a little chamber and with an audio oscillator, and you could categorize its response rather than the published response. And then once you had the template for the response curve, then you could go to work in the either the analog or digital to replicate that exact response. And it's a good compromise. It's not going to sound like a broadcast station, but it's not going to sound tinny or off balance either. So it's, you know, it's kind of probably satisfy 80% of the guys that were interested in converting, you know, an old AM boat anchor and didn't want to run external processing and just plug a 104 into it. So anyway, that's the thought. And I have nothing more. Dinner is right around the corner, so I think I'm going to make this my final. I'll listen around and see what else the comments are. But again, nice meeting you, Ken. I made the correction there, the FT9000. Yeah, you know, I'm assuming that rig will do 200 watts. A little bit of margin, so it's like 25 watts. And you should be fine. It did sound to my ear.
Much better
When you back the drive to the amplifier down. I could definitely hear less peak distortion in there. And this detector does not do well for
extended positive peak speed on
beyond 100%.
Good to hear from you as well.
But 100% or below, you know, if things are right, it will sound clean. So, anyway, good luck to you, and sounds like you got some antenna projects in the works and having fun there with the stuff. Old Bridge, New Jersey, a good friend of mine, Bob Gunderson, W2JIO, very well-known ham in Old Bridge. He was blind since birth, taught at the Braille Institute in New York City. Good friend of mine who passed away after having a gallbladder operation maybe 20 years ago or so, but we used to have a lot of fun on the air and chat about stuff, so good friend. Take care, guys. See y'all later. Into HFL with W3FJJ and WA3PUN sign. This is W3GMS.
Alrighty. From November 2 Hotel. And what I also did here is I've backed off on the audio compression a bit. I didn't realize it until y'all started talking. I actually had quite a bit of compression in there. So this should be a whole lot better, I'm hoping. Not kicking up quite as high. And I'm getting some more bounce out of the mic level, so that's all good. I guess it's pretty much cleaned itself up, I hope. But I do appreciate that. I it's been a pleasure. And I hope to catch everybody out there a little bit later on. It is, as Joe had said, getting on towards the dinner hour, so I'm going to go and scare up some food and just relax a little bit before I figure out what I'm going to be doing with my next project. I know there's a couple of things I should be up to. The question is whether I will be or not. Gentlemen, thank you very much for all your help with the amplifier and getting it sorted out. And I will continue to make mods as it goes. GMS having signed. W3FJJ having signed. N2HFL. W3PUN also having signed. And PTX having been out of there a long time ago. Gentlemen, thank you for everything. Have a great weekend. I myself will be helping the YL move around. She decided to move closer to me for some silly reason. I
don't know. We'll
see how that goes. 73, guys. N2HFL. We'll be clear and gone.
Good night, Ken. We'll catch you later. 73 guys, W3FJJ.
Yeah, all the peak distortion is entirely gone, Ken, so you really have it dialed in well. So, take care and look forward to chatting with you again. W3GMS. Yeah, what a zoo this is.
Oh, yeah, first time I've had this variant on the air here hooked up with the Super Pro 600.